It's Wednesday, February 6th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Buoyed by news of a 48% approval rating in the latest Rasmussen poll, President Donald Trump stood before a divided Congress with a Democratic majority in the House and a Republican majority in the Senate at last night's State of the Union address and invited the legislators to work together for the good of the American people.
Millions of our fellow citizens are watching us now gathered in this great chamber, hoping that we will govern not as two parties, but as one nation. The agenda I will lay out this evening is not a Republican agenda or a Democrat agenda. It's the agenda of the American people.
After highlighting the exciting news from last Friday, that 304,000 new jobs were added last month, almost double what was expected, President Trump took a swipe at the Mueller investigation.
An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations. If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. It just doesn't work that way.
In a direct rebuke of the socialist policies championed by the likes of Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders and New York Socialist Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which have been a demonstrable failure in Venezuela, President Trump did not pull any punches.
We stand with the Venezuelan people in their noble quest for freedom, and we condemn the brutality of the Maduro regime, whose socialist policies have turned that nation from being the wealthiest in South America into a state of abject poverty and despair. Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free. Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country.
And President Trump condemned late-term abortion and infanticide, which the Democrats have championed in New York, Virginia, Vermont, and elsewhere.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth. To defend the dignity of every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb. Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life. And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God.
The pro-life bill President Trump referred to last night was introduced on the floor of the Senate on Monday night by Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, and it's called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. Unlike the 2002 Born Alive Infant Protection Act signed into law by President George W. Bush, which was more like a resolution without any prosecutorial power, in Senator Sasse's Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, quote, an individual who violates the provisions is subject to a criminal fine up to 5 years in prison or both, and an individual who commits an overt act that kills a child born alive is subjected to criminal prosecution for murder, end quote. Call your two senators at 202-224-3121 and urge them to vote for it. That's 202-224-3121. Sadly, to her shame, Democratic Senator Pat Murray from Washington State refused to allow the bill to be introduced for a vote on the floor Monday night by unanimous consent.
Mr. President, we have laws against infanticide in this country. This is a gross misinterpretation of the actual language of the bill that is being asked to be considered, and therefore I object.
Senator Sass quickly set the record straight.
The bill that we're talking about before this body tonight is because New York already and Virginia in debate are having a conversation about removing exactly these protections. This debate is about infanticide and infanticide only, and this is a sad day for this body.
Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana spoke with eloquence.
Last week, Governor Northam of Virginia gave chilling remarks that defended a law legalizing abortion to the point of birth and even after. I was asked by many what I thought about those words. The word evil comes to mind. These comments the governor made pull back the curtain on an extreme and dangerous abortion agenda that shows callous disregard for human life. What the Virginia governor is defending and what these ghoulish abortion up to birth laws enable is the free reign of brutal killers like Kermit Gosnell. Babies who survive the violence of an attempted abortion must not be subject to further violence or neglect.
And Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri stood up to condemn the disturbing Democratic vision of death.
Is this really what it has come to in the United States? Is this really the social vision of today's Democrat Party? Because frankly, I can't imagine a vision less just or less consistent with the goodness and compassion of the American people.
Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, February 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.